This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes, folks. Today we're asking you whether or not your current job is related at all to your degree. We've asked for some feedback. Have we got anything else we want to feedback on, Arv? Any on Twitter?
We have one on Twitter. This comes from Spirit of Diana, who says, nope, degree, natural sciences, and what I do now, copywriting, content strategy, dance, vegan activism, conscious living, and constant learning. And then we have another one from Christine, who says, I'm in a firm sort of camp here. English lit isn't related content-wise to radio, but the research skills have come in handy.
There you go. Right, we should move on though. But before we do, quick reminder, 018-789-8899 is the WhatsApp number. Twitter or Instagram at BFM Radio. You should all know it by now. Next story then, Malaysian News. What are they worried about, Jeff?
Yeah, so according to Redhill's 2019 ASEAN Youth Survey, it's revealed that Malaysian youth are confident about the state of their country's politics, especially their place in the ecosystem. However, they have generally grown more concerned about the living cost in the short term and whether the economy will see improvement. This is the first ever Redhill's ASEAN Youth Survey, and they seek out to analyse and take a snapshot of the youth aspiration on politics, the economy, personal security, education, life choices, and social media consumption, all through the lens of nearly 2,000 young people across seven ASEAN nations. They are aged between 18 and 35 years old. So, Arvind, me and you are still considered youth.
In this bracket, nice.
Yeah, very nice.
Hey, wait, but if you are part of one of the youth wings of one of the Malaysian parties, can't you be like up to like 50 something?
Oh, try to you're just trying to get in the youth label here, right?
Now, well, so are they.
So according to the insights that's gathered from this survey, 77% of the respondents believe that the youth voice is still crucial, while 84% are still looking forward to going to the polls during the next general election. Now, despite the optimistic sentiments towards the political system, many actually remain unconvinced as to how representative it is, with only less than half of those answered being confident about the inclusive nature of politics and also the ease of political mobilization in the country. Nevertheless, though, more than half do seem to think that the country is politically stable, and then the rest of them just completely just disagree. On the economic front, Malaysian youth are generally worried about the cost of living in short term. On one hand, 41% said that the price of essential goods have become too high, while there's an even split between those who think they can afford occasional luxuries and those who could not. Unsurprisingly, top career concerns for Malaysian youth is salary, suggesting that Malaysians require suitable income to get by, especially only 37% people think that the overall economy is actually performing well, and the same number thinking that it will only pick up next year. In terms of employment, most Malaysians at nearly 40% noted that their current career is not their preferred one. Very interesting, based on what we've talked about today. Set against this, most of them, about 73%, of them correlate assessing better jobs with education. For many of them, the accessibility of education was slightly positive, with 57% saying that tertiary education is easy to obtain. However, getting the education they want seems to be more difficult, especially when there's 60% of them saying that it is beyond their financial means. When it comes to how they are facing in terms of finding and keeping jobs in Malaysia, so nearly 40% of respondents say that getting a job was difficult. 25% of them said that they actually don't feel secure in their current jobs. And the remainder 25% of them said that, you know, I currently feel comfortable. If you compare this down south, 40% of Singaporean youth that thinks that finding a job is relatively easy for them, while nearly the equal number of respondents disagree. Job security was rated quite high, with nearly 40% saying that they are stable with their current job. So, interesting contrast between Malaysia and Singapore. And then job flexibility, that's the other kind of topic that we've always talked about on the show. In Malaysia, according to their respondents, 59% of them responded that job flexibility is highly important. And in Singapore, they say that job flexibility is 98% important. So, you know, really much higher than what we would see in Malaysia, right? And then work-life balance, that's the kind of like another big topic that we always talk about. So work-life balance, Malaysia, 40% of people agreed that they do have a good work-life balance. Only 13% disagree. So again, you know, that's a high number, and a lot of people seems to be quite satisfied with work-life balance. So maybe there were things that have changed, maybe policies. You know, we've spoken about some new policies that've been implemented in corporate field where you could, you know, you have like casual Fridays, you can work from home in certain industries. Recently during the haze, there were, we even talked about, right, how your company's coping with the, you know, with the unfortunate circumstances that we have with the haze. So what you're doing, so maybe there were some changes that happened that people just go like, quite happy with the balance that we have, right? What's worrying, I guess, when you dig deeper into the survey, because they also look into how youth consume social media. So in Malaysia, only 48% said that they could actually differentiate the news between online news and opinions. And 59% said that they trust Facebook the most.
Oh dear. That bit you were talking about, higher education, where it says for many of them, accessibility of education was slightly positive, 57% saying that tertiary education is easy to obtain. I think there's probably a large demographic out there that would disagree with that.
Yeah, so this is, again, it's like only a pool of like 2,000 youth from ASEAN itself. Right? So how many Malaysians are in this pool is, you know, it's unknown. So I guess they're looking at majority, so it's surveys, right? So you can never find the exact sentiment of the entire nation just using a survey like this, because you're not reaching out to everyone, you're reaching out to select individuals. But at least these kind of numbers you're able to work on something and build something, right? So what are the areas that's really lacking off here? So, you know, getting education, the accessibility of education, you know, granted it's at, you know, a good number at 60%, but like you said, Rich, you know, if we expand this to the other parts of Malaysia, maybe somewhere where it's a little bit hard to reach, they may disagree. So, you know, how do we get from 60 to just even get up to a 90%?
The one that I'm curious about is, it says that the top career concern for Malaysian youths is salary at 34%, which I think is low. I thought it would be a lot higher, like, you know, 80%, 85%, especially because we know that the starting salaries here is quite low, that it needs work. But if only 34% of people are concerned, meaning that is the, you know, it's a bit weird. I would think that it would be slightly high, especially for people entering the, you know, the working force or the work field or whatever. Maybe as they get older, they will know the importance of bigger pay. But at the moment, they're like, whatever you pay me is fine. That kind
you
of
mean
thing.
When they're no longer youths like me?
They get their bills. They get their bills.
Right. We're going to take a short break. Music coming up next from Gloria Gaynor with If You Want It, Do It Yourself. When we come back, our final story of the day, Amazon Singapore will disrupt Southeast Asian e-commerce. That's all coming up. Don't forget, if you want to take part in our discussion, 018-789-8899 is the number. We're talking about whether or not you are working in a job that is related at all to your degree. Let us know.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.